day one of the tailgate tour, and it's been great already. We just stopped at Denmark and got to speak to probably 400 students here and race and run around a little bit, but also talking important about the importance of attitude and work ethic and studying hard and working hard in school. All the things that people do in school actually help you be professional football players as well.
Talk to kids about, you know, just going out there and what it takes to be positive, you know, have a great attitude, and, you know, just have a good outlook on life, you know, that's what it's going to take to be successful. And I think the kids had a really good message. You know, then afterwards, we went out there, had a little fun, you know, had a couple of races.
With all due respect to Randall, he's a tremendous athlete, but he got. He got beat. Now, he pulled up a little bit. He got a little overconfident, I think, but I think the discus thrower got him towards the end. I think we needed a little bit of a photo finish, but in real time with the naked eye, I think Randall Cobb got beat in the 40-yard dash.
I kind of jumped the gun a little bit. I seen him ahead of me a little bit, so I tried to let him catch up. Let him catch up and get ahead of me, and then try to come back and get him. I mean, it was a close race. He's a fast kid.
That was cool going through the pizza division. You know, they definitely thought that it was like a fire alarm, you know, so we had pulled up on the bus and came out. So it was a great surprise to them, you know. It was a great surprise for us as well, just to see big smiles on their faces. You know, they work hard every day as well as we do, and just see them kind of take a break a little bit and just enjoy themselves in the nice weather and just have a good time and see some players.
Anytime we can extend a hand and help out some of the kids, you know, like I said, that are struggling and do some hospital visits and go with the Christine Foundation and help out any way that we can. This is a great thing, kind of warms my heart inside.
These people that are going through real things, you know, people that have kids that's, you know, that's sick and need help and, you know, is really fighting for their lives and, you know, fighting to stay strong. And that's good for us to see that, you know, it gives us another view of, you know, keep fighting and stay strong, because you got kids, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old that's fighting for their lives and they're staying strong and they always got a smile on their face. So it gives us another reason to just look at life, you know, think that it's never as bad as it could be, you know, and stay focused and stay positive. Not really tired yet, you know, but again, it's still day one, so it's been smooth so far, so I'm looking forward to the next few days.
A tour like this is everything to a community. To be able to get this close and personal with Packer players of old and current is an unbelievable opportunity. And I think from the players' perspective, the Green Bay Packers really is the only collegiate type of franchise in the NFL. Small communities, everybody follows it. It's a town of 100,000, but the supporting communities, it really is a unique experience. And I think at the end of the day, the Green Bay Packers are the only NFL franchise that truly is a family.